Isn't that nice? Yeah, I want to be like water. Yeah, I want to not allow the changes and the things that are taking place in life to keep me from moving forward. So this morning, I'm talking about choosing compassion, and Jess talked about it, the Science of Mind magazine. I love this Science of Mind magazine, so I took something from that this morning, and it just happens to come from the article that Reverend Ron Fox wrote, and Reverend Ron Fox used to be the minister of this community. So he's talking about a fable that he found and he read, and the woman who comes out of her house and sees three men with long white beards sitting in her yard, and they look hungry, so she invites them in. But they inform her they cannot come in until her husband returns from work. When he returns, once again, she invites them in. "We do not go into a house together," they said. The woman asks why, and one man tells her, "One of us is wealth, another is success, and the third is love. Go discuss with your husband, which one of us would you invite in?" And the husband's first thought is to invite in wealth. His wife disagrees and wants to invite in success. Their daughter-in-law, who was observing the conversation, quickly interrupted and said, "Why not invite in love? Then our house would be filled with love." And they decide to follow their daughter-in-law's advice and invite in love. And as love starts walking toward the house, the other two get up and follow him. As love starts, the lady of the house was surprised and asked, "I only invited in love. Why are all of you coming in?" And the old men replied, "If you invite in wealth and success, the other two would have stayed out. But since you invited in love, wherever he goes, we go with him. Wherever there is love, there is also wealth and success." Our founder, Ernest Holmes, writes, "Have enthusiasm, and above all, have a consciousness of love, a radiant feeling of flowing through your consciousness all the time. The value of love." How important that is. When love is flowing through us, choosing compassion is easy. And this morning, as I'm sitting there and with the news of Alan, and the news and what's taking place with both Kay and James, my heart is full with your love and your compassion. Not only of James and Kay, but of Alan and everybody who comes here and touches me, changes my life. Because you see, when we know spiritual truth, is never ever separate from us. It cannot be. Because you see, God is in everything. In everything that is seen and everything that is unseen. And God includes its absoluteness in everyone. And this is really important for us to remember, and important for us to remember the love, because in truth, love is all there is. And that's why it's so important to love each other this moment, this day, and to love greater than we loved yesterday. Because we have no idea. We have no idea what's going to happen or where we're going. Because you see, God includes everyone and everything. So I think that's our job too. Because our spiritual work then is to bring this truth forth into our lives more fully in every moment, in everything that we do. And how do we include everyone? It's a good question. How do we expand our awareness, our knowledge, our hearts to break the false barriers or the beliefs that we might have held that have separated us from others, that have separated us from cultures or from races or from political parties, I don't know about you, but anyway, or other social classes or other ways of being, the differences. Because every single thing, every idea, every belief that separates me from another human being separates me from God. Separates me from my divine self. Separates me from love. And I know that sometimes we are challenged to love. And we're asked more to love greater beyond those conditions, beyond those places that we say, well, I can't like that. It isn't that you have to like anything. It is that we need to go and say, God's in this also. Let me look deeper. Help me to see clearer. Because you see, it's our thinking that shuts the door. It's our beliefs that our ownership of wanting things to be a certain way, wanting things to be different, that shuts us down. I don't know about you, but when I say, well, this shouldn't be this way, they shouldn't be saying that, that shouldn't happen, then I stop the process of what I always say, it's all good, it's all God. Now, sometimes I have to look pretty deep to find the good and the God in the situation. This morning as I was getting ready, and I was ready early. I was all packed up, had all the dog's toys and all the things in there. Back up, the dog starts barking. I think, oh, maybe he has to go. So I stopped the car. Thank God I did, because I opened the garage door, and there's a big puddle of oil on the floor. I had the car taken care of last week. And I guess they didn't tighten the thing that the oil is. It's all good. It's all God. Do you see? Sometimes when things happen that we have to turn another way or do something differently, instead of being mad about it, we need to say, okay, it's all good, all God. Let's look to see where the goodness is. And I want to make something very clear. That if you're being abused or you're being harmed by anyone or anything, don't stay there. It doesn't mean I need more compassion, okay? It means leave, because that's the loving and compassionate thing to do for you. Wish them well and move on. See, when we close our door to compassion for ourselves, wondering why nothing changes or we can't move forward, round and round we go. We go in a circle of our beliefs and we can't move forward. Like the video said, I want to be like water where I can move forward. But the eddy in a stream, have you ever seen an eddy and the leaves get caught in the eddy and it just goes round and round and we don't get to move on to greater possibilities. Everything in life is valuable to our wholeness. So I'm inviting every one of us today to commit to a greater outcome, an adventure of choosing compassion. Where is it that I haven't given that person or that situation my compassion? Living in and from faith and trust releases the need for certainty or how we think things are supposed to be. When our only focus is on what's wrong or it shouldn't be that way, we've expanding our negativity. And we forget to look for the gift. We forget to look for the good. We forget that our limited thinking has stopped us. So this is what I know. Every moment we are offered the gift of life and choice. We can lose ourselves in what's wrong where we can choose to learn from every event in life with faith and trust. It was very interesting also in the last few weeks, we all know that Dawn and Richard are returning, and they live in Texas, and they want a place to rent. Now, we put it in prayer. And so they'd send me out, and they'd send Bonnie out to look at these houses. And this one house they sent me out to look at. And so I'm going upstairs, and all of a sudden I get to the top of the stairs of this one house, and I hear loud spirit saying, no. And there's a smell up there. And I think, well, it's, you know how you want to make it right? And I said, well, it just must be the new carpet. So I go down and I talk to the owner, and they tell me that the people who lived there before were growing marijuana in a large quantity in the garage, and they had cut holes in the top of the garage to let the fumes out. And so I go, that was the smell upstairs. And Dawn calls me and she says, is that our house? I said, no, it's not your house. So we've been looking and we've been doing this. And then on Monday, Dawn says, okay, I have another place for you to look at. And I went there, and you know, every time she'd get more worried because they want to be able to come here and have a place to live. And we need other people to help us know that no matter what's going on, it's all good, it's all God, and we're being guided and directed to the perfect place. And I'd remind her, I said, okay, Dawn, we're keeping you and Richard in prayer. Just keep remembering that your house hasn't shown up yet. So she called me on Monday. And the moment I walked up to this house that I was looking at, I said, this is theirs. I walked in. I even saw more of Dawn and Richard. They're already there in my mind. It's absolutely beautiful. And the woman who was showing the house, she said, you know, I know you. I talked to you years ago when you were moving up here. And, of course, she liked me then. She still did. So I talked up Dawn and Richard. They sent their papers in. Boom, boom, they've got it. God works. No matter what we're working on, what life shows up for us, we have to say, okay, God, here we are. Because, you see, it takes commitment. It takes our commitment in going beyond the condition, going beyond the situation, whether it's a house, whether it's illness, whether it's moving and changing and drama in our lives. We've got to stop and say, good and more good is taking place in my life. We have to make a list of all the good that's taking place in who we are, in the people who love us and the people who nurture us, and how our hearts have been touched by each other. And then we can make a list of our problems. Then that's the list you give to God. I love these sayings that I keep saying. It's a God thing. If we stay open to feeling and to drawing to us the God thing, or, okay, God, this one's yours. If I have concern for somebody, or if I have a fear about somebody, my fear, I don't want to put it on anyone. So I just give them to God. Okay, God, this one's yours. Because, you see, there's the same amount of God in them that there is in me. Or I say, good and more good is mine. Or I'm waiting for that God thing to take place. And until it does, I'm not going to make a decision. It's all God, it's all good. When I find myself up against something, that's what I say. Because it's like, wow, okay, I had to stop the car. Whatever it is, then it's all good, all God. When I remember that, then I let go of that has stopped me in the past. When we remember we're in partnership with the divine, helps us open to greater possibilities. I don't know, God, but I'm being asked to walk this way right now. Then this is what I do. It helps us to open to those greater possibilities. And open to new ideas and to trust that it's all good. So I'm going to have a video shown in a minute. And it's going to be on loving kindness. And where can we take the loving kindness that we are into a greater part of our life? First for us, and then for everyone else. So let's take this into prayer. And so we just recognize this morning that there is only one life, one power, one all-loving, all-nurturing presence. I call this infinite, the infinite divine, beloved by whatever name. There is only one life, and it is in and through all things seen and all things unseen. And I recognize that I am the beloved place where God shows up. I am unified and united with the fullness and the richness of my entire being, that life shows up in me uniquely and magnificently. And what is true of me is equally gloriously true of each and every one here and those that can't be with us today, and for our beloved Alan. We know and accept that life is continuous, that love knows no distance, no time, no space, and we allow this love to lift us up, to heal, to renew, to strengthen our body, our minds, our very souls in every moment, in all things, in all times. And so I just release my word into that ever-living, loving law of God that always says yes. You are my beloved, in whom I'm well pleased. We accept this, we know this truth, and we agree with it, as we are blessed in it. And if you kindly join me in saying, and so it is, and so it shall be, amen.
Thinking, and I'm thinking, what's the reason why we holding back from being kind? What's the disease? But then I sense we are fine. It'll all happen one small step at a time. When the world is full of violence and it needs a little kindness, I just sit and pray in silence, and God shows me the signs. Open my eyes, realize we are fine. One small act at a time. Last night I'm walking home and the homeless man says hello with a smile to let me know that he's got a lot of hope. He says, have faith, young man, we are fine. The world is kind. One small act at a time. Small acts we do together, even though maybe alone, changes the world for the better, so we can call it home. And this is life as we know, when our hearts are aligned, the magic that unfolds, one small act at a time.
Throw your hearts up, let it fly. Every single living soul. Can you see your love for me shining through? Cause what you see in me, I can see in you. And soon enough, you and me will be out of time. And kindness will be all we can leave behind.
Yeah. Feeling grateful today, never thought this day would come, where I would feel it and say that each and every one of us has paved the way doing good, and now we're all just moving up. When I'm kind to you, you pay it forward. This is how we build trust. Never had faith, but now I'm seeing you. I wanna gift you my life, wanna spread love before I die. Thank you, God, for finally letting me realize, when I serve man, I'm really serving you in disguise. Smiles everywhere, cause now everybody's got the bug. Ain't no life without the love. If it is, it ain't no fun. What we gonna do? Now just grab a friend and give a hug. Spread it out real wide so everyone can be touched.
Throw your hearts up, let it fly. Every single living soul. Can you see your love for me shining through? Cause what you see in me,
I can see in you. It's soon enough, you and me will be out of time. And kindness will be all we can leave behind. Time and kindness will be all we can leave behind.